This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. An editorial in Sunday's Arizona Republic titled "Proposed EPA Rule Could Hurt Arizona's Water Supply" noted that alarm bells are being sounded by Senators Jeff Flake and John McCain, the Arizona Farm Bureau, water lawyers, ranchers, and the head of Central Arizona Project. Further, environmental law attorney Michelle DeBlase said if the EPA is not expanding jurisdiction, it needs to specifically state that in the final rule. The proposed rule is open to interpretation and court challenges. The editorial also refers to a recent op-ed by rancher and Arizona Farm Bureau First Vice President Stephanie Smallhouse, who wrote that every dry wash in Arizona would now be considered connected to a navigable waterway and subject to a permit if the proposed rule goes into effect. AFBF believes EPA's proposed rule is an end run around Congress and the Supreme Court. House Republicans proposed a $20.9 billion budget for agriculture and food safety programs on Monday, an 82-page bill that challenges the White House on nutrition rules and denies major new funding sought by the Commodity Futures Trading Commission to better regulate the rich derivatives market. The CFTC fares better than in the past in that the GOP allows for a modest $3 million increase for information technology investments. But the $218 million budget is still $62 million less than President Barack Obama's request and continues a pattern that has frustrated the administration's ability to implement Wall Street reforms called for under the Dodd-Frank law enacted in July 2010. In the case of nutrition programs, the House bill seeks to open the door for white potatoes to be added to the list of qualified vegetables under the WIC supplemental feeding program for pregnant women and their young children. USDA would also be required to establish a waiver process for local school districts which have found it too costly to comply with tougher nutrition standards for school lunch and breakfast programs. Advancing closer to finishing the spring crop, farmers have planted 73% of their corn acreage and are making improved progress on soybeans with 33% sowed, according to the Agriculture Department's Monday report on crop progress. Corn plantings climbed by 14 percentage points in the past week, which is higher than the 65% level achieved in 2013 and just slightly lower than the five-year average of 76% for this time period, according to USDA. A total of 34% of the entire corn crop has emerged at this time, which is up 16 percentage points from last week. While the rate of corn growth remains higher than the 17% seen in 2013, the crop is lagging behind the five-year average of 42%. For soybeans, 33% of the crop has been planted at this time, a gain of 13 points from last week. The increase in favorable weather has allowed plantings to increase and advance the planting progress past the 21% level seen in 2013. Still, the crop remains behind the five-year average of 38%, according to USDA. The House on Tuesday approved the conference report on H.R. 3080, the Water Resources Reform and Development Act, on a 412-4 vote. H.R. 3080 was passed the House by a vote of 417-3 last October, and the Senate's version of WERDA, S-601, was approved 83-14 last May. The House and Senate conferees reached agreement on a final measure last week, and now both chambers of Congress must approve the conference report in order to send it to the President to be signed into law. The final conference report contains the majority of Farm Bureau's priorities, including improvements to the Harbor Maintenance Trust Fund and the Inland Waterways Trust Fund. AFBF on Tuesday urged Congress to pass the Water Resources Reform and Development Act. The Humane Society of the United States, along with co-defendants, have paid Feld Entertainment, Incorporated, the parent company of Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus, $15.75 million to settle cases stemming from a lawsuit brought against Ringling Brothers over the care of its Asian elephants. This historic settlement payment to Feld Entertainment ends nearly 14 years of litigation between the parties. We hope this settlement payment and the various court decisions that found against these animal rights activists and their attorneys will deter individuals and organizations from bringing frivolous litigation like this in the future, said Kevin Feld, chairman and chief executive officer of Feld Entertainment. He added, "This settlement is a significant milestone for our family-owned business and all the dedicated men and women who care for the Ringling Brothers herd of 42 Asian elephants. We look forward to continuing to set the standard for providing world-class care for all our animals and producing high-quality family entertainment." A recent study showing how mandatory labels for foods made with genetically modified ingredients would cost families in one state hundreds of additional dollars each year at the grocery store is yet another reason why Congress shouldn't delay in passing the bipartisan Safe and Accurate Food Labeling Act, according to Farmers and Ranchers. In making it clear that the Food and Drug Administration is the nation's foremost authority on use and labeling of foods containing GM ingredients, the Safe and Accurate Food Labeling Act will provide a federal solution to protect consumers from a confusing patchwork of 50 state GMO labeling policies and the misinformation and high food costs that would come with them, explained Andrew Walmsley, American Farm Bureau Federation biotech specialist. The number of cases of porcine epidemic diarrhea virus in the U.S. continues to climb, according to the latest data from the American Association of Swine Veterinarians. The number of current confirmed case submissions, one or more samples from one or more farms from a single or multiple days of testing, is at 6,421 since the disease was first discovered in the U.S. a year ago. Steve Meyer, president of Paragon Economics, has estimated that up to 7 million pigs have died from PEDV in North America. The ability to expand trade opportunities is vital to America's farmers and ranchers, but using scientific standards as the basis to address barriers erected by trade partners also warrants action, according to a cattle rancher from Colorado. Colorado Farm Bureau President Don Shawcroft, a member of the American Farm Bureau Federation Board of Directors, told the House Small Business Subcommittee on Agriculture, Energy, and Trade that Farm Bureau supports increased market access for agriculture. A major challenge presented in the current round of negotiations with Europe is not just the traditional tariff issues, but the even greater obstacles presented by technical barriers to enhanced trade. GM crop technology serves an important role in the global fight against hunger and food insecurity, increasing agricultural productivity, particularly in smallholder farming, from which three-quarters of the world's poorest people get their food. Leading NGOs are leveraging GM crop technology in their work around the world to address hunger and food insecurity. One study estimated that from 1996 through 2007, GM crops substantially increased the global volume of corn and soybeans, adding 67 million tons of soybeans and 62 million tons of corn to the food supply. In Romania, GM technology improved the average corn yield by 30%, and in the Philippines, it increased corn yields by 15% on average. The Agriculture Department will allow some schools to delay adding more whole grain foods to meals this year, responding to criticism from school nutrition officials and Congress that the standards were too difficult to put in place. The delay comes hours after a Republican-led House spending panel criticized the Obama administration's healthier school lunch standards and proposed letting some schools opt out of them entirely. USDA said schools can put off for 2 years a requirement that all grain products in schools be whole grain rich or more than half whole grain if they can demonstrate that they have had significant challenges in preparing those products. Many schools have complained that the whole grain pastas didn't hold together well when cooked. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.